This is an interview by Alice Pinkerton of Charles S. Curran, a director of Bakersfield Sandstone Brick and son of the founder of the company, for a History 373 class, Bakersfield, Cal State, May 1, 1976. Mr. Curran, the first question I have for you this morning is, what attracted your father, James Curran, to California from Illinois, and why did he settle in Bakersfield?
As a boy, he had asthma back there, and after he graduated from college, he thought coming west might help him get rid of the asthma, which it did. He had an uncle living in San Francisco, and he stayed there with him for a short time. He took a steamer down to Southern California, looked the country over around there, finally came up to Bakersfield and got a job with the Kern County Land Company, which at that time was Hagen and Carr, as a San Carol. One of the canals.
What encouraged your dad to establish a brick business in Bakersfield?
His father was a brickmaker, and he was familiar with the business, and the town needed a brick establishment.
Most of the buildings then that before the brick business was established, most of the buildings were just out of lumber, or was there a brick business in Bakersfield at all?
Well, they were mostly out of lumber. However, there had been two or three handmade brick deals where they burned to kill a brick and two or three buildings. Most of the brick buildings, however, were made from his brick.
When the company was formed in 1886, what was the name of the company?
Well, it was just James Curran. It wasn't a company. It was just his individual business.
Do you know what the initial investment in the company was in 1886?
No, just whatever money he happened to have. He bought the land where about 40 acres, and where he started his brickyard.
Is this at the current site that the company
is now? Yeah, it's at the same site where the sandstone brick company is now.
Is all the 40 acres still there?
No, everything west of Sonora Street has been sold off. East of Sonora, the original land is still there, plus additions that have been acquired throughout the years.
Now, currently, Bakersfield Sandstone Brick Company then encompasses how much land?
Well, several city blocks. I don't know just how many offhand.
When James Curran started his business of brick making, how much help did he hire back then? Do you have any idea?
Well, it was a primitive sort of making brick. Most of it was hand labor, and only in the summer months when the brick would dry and so I would say his help, outside of maybe one or two men, for 6 months of the year was nil.
Let's see, the company originally started by manufacturing the common red brick.
Mm-hmm.
And when, what, and why was the sandstone brick added to the manufacturing line?
Well, Mr. Tevis, W.S. Tevis, who was the head of the Kern County Land Company, had been traveling in Germany and saw these bricks, which were made out of sand and lime, being made, and knowing that both sand and lime were plentiful here in California, he decided to start up two or three plants, and he happened to be telling Mr. C.J. Lingren on the train coming to Bakersfield what he intended to do. Mr. Lingren, being a partner at that time of my father, they decided to join in with Mr. Tevis. And the company was formed mostly of employees of the Kern County Land Company and Mr. Lingren and my father.
Very good. Then this was not, Mr. Tevis also bought other machines for other companies throughout California?
He started one in Antioch and one in Fresno, neither of which succeeded.
Now, how is the red brick manufactured?
They're manufactured out of clay mud, which was put in molds, which were dumped out in the sun to dry. After they were dried, they were set in a kiln where they originally were burned by wood. And it took 5 or 6 days to burn them, to get them up to the proper heat temperature. And that's all it was to it.
Now, the mud that was used for the red brick, though, was it just regular mixed mud, or?
Yeah, regular mixed mud. We didn't put any straw in it like the Egyptians did.
Okay, now the difference between the red brick, how was the sandstone brick manufactured?
We had a special machine that compressed the sand and lime in the proper proportion. And they were stacked on a steel car, and afterwards they were put in the steam kettles, their long cylinder kettle, and under steam pressure where they were cooked for 12 hours. And then they were put out in the air to harden. And the older they got, the harder they became.
In 1903, the company was incorporated and stock was issued. Do you know how much stock was issued? In other words, what the capital investment in the company was?
$52,500.
And who were the major stockholders?
Mr. Tevis and his friends, and Mr. Lingren and my father.
And what type of problems were encountered by the company during its first 20 years in operation?
Oh, well, the manufacture of sandstone brick only lasted until the war broke out in Europe, World War I, and then parts for the machinery were no longer available, and the plant, the brick machinery, was sold to a group of Chinese who shipped it over to China. And so no sandstone brick was manufactured after 1913.
Okay, on the red brick, when did the company stop manufacturing that?
Well, let's see, I think my father died in 52. So I would say that we stopped making them in the late 1950s. I don't remember the date. But we stopped just in time before this environmental stuff started.
Now, during back to the original 20 years or so of the company, did they have difficulty obtaining raw materials or transportation problems or any type of manufacturing problems other than not being able to get the parts for the sandstone brick making machine? Or was everything right here in Bakersfield?
Yes, everything was right here at hand, and no particular problem that I recall that we couldn't overcome.
When were you first employed by Bakersfield Sandstone?
In 1909.
So you've seen a lot of changes, haven't you?
Yeah, all of them, practically.
Okay, during its 90 years existence, has the Bakersfield Sandstone Brick Company experienced any disasters? In other words, was there fire? Have they had financial trouble? How did the earthquake of 1952 affect them?
Well, we had a fire in our mill, planing mill, that was long around in the 1920s, which burned the building down, and we had some losses, all covered by insurance, so there. There has been no difficulties. The credit of the company has always been good. The company was able to expand all the years on retained earnings of the company. There never was any more capital added except from the earnings of the company. And we're still expanding and growing, and still have quite a number of members of the family that are coming of age and want to work in the company. So I imagine it'll keep on growing.
Would you consider Bakersfield Sandstone Brick Company a family-oriented company?
Yes, because the majority of the shareholders are members of the family, and most of them are employees of the company.
Back to the fire in the 1920s, did it completely burn down the building? Were you
only just the mill part, which is a separate building?
Did it stop production of anything?
No, only our planing mill operation, because what wasn't damaged by fire was damaged by water, and until new building was constructed and new machinery acquired, by that part of our operation was at a standstill.
Now the planting mill, is that the lumber area or what?
That was a separate building on Sonora Street between Eureka and Truxton.
What did it do, though? I guess I don't know what a planting mill is.
A planing mill.
Oh, a planing mill for the lumber.
Yeah, planing.
Very good. Thank you. Does the company have a credit policy towards its customers, and when did it come into existence?
Yes, we have budget accounts. It's always been, we had credit accounts. Some of them are just 30-day accounts, but now we have where they can pay as little as $10 a month on the budget account. I don't remember what year, but it's been a long time.
Was it to keep the business? Was it something that you had to add to the company so you could attract customers?
Well, it was an accommodation, you know. People would say, would it want to put up on an addition to their house, do it yourself, you're then probably have $300 or $400, $500 if they want to pay off by the month. Same as stores do, layaway plan, you know, Montgomery Ward and Sears Roebuck and McNoah.
Do you think this policy might have started before 1920, before the war?
No, let's say afterwards, the war was over and World War I was over in 1918, World War II, let's say it started in the 30s, after the Depression. Of course, may have started during the Depression.
The Bakersfield Sandstone Brick Company has used what type of advertising media in its 90 years? You mean TV and radio and
newspaper?
Did you start advertising way back at the turn of the century, or?
Oh yes, we've always had maybe small ads in the newspaper. Goodwill ads and women's endeavors, you know, women's club, cookbook, and sort of.
How was the company affected by World War I?
Well, it was like any other business. We were affected by the fact that we could only do business with what materials we could get and acquire. Same in World War II. Everything was slanted towards help winning the war. The government business came first. And so with what materials we could get, that's what we did business with.
Did you lose a lot of employees
going
off to wars?
Yes, there's always a turnover.
Did they have a job when they came back?
Yes, everyone that wanted a job that came back.
How about the Great Depression? How was it affected then?
Well, there was 2 years that the company really lost money, but we came out of that all right. Most of our customers eventually paid their bills, and they say there was only 2 years that the company lost money.
Do you remember what those years were?
Probably 31, 32, or 32. 33.
Did you have to lay off employees during the Great Depression?
Some and some came to me and said, Charlie, we don't care what you pay us, just so we keep our job, because their jobs, especially those carpenters and so forth that worked in our mill, they wanted to keep their pension rights alive, and so by keeping their job. And the job was worth more than the money, because As long as I had a job that had credit, and which eventually worked out.
What was your position when you started with the company?
Just labor.
And then where'd you go from there?
Well, I had previously worked 3 years in the bank, and of course that's where I acquired a business education, more or less, and I became office manager, and eventually I was made secretary of the company. Finally, with my brother and father, we gradually acquired all of the outstanding shares that were owned originally by different people. Some of them they died and their estates were settled, and we were able to get their shares until it was all just family owned. And later, my brother and I, Brother Bob, and I owned 90% of Southwest after my father died. There were a few shares that we never bought.
Are those shares still outstanding?
And they're still outstanding.
When were you put in a management position with the company?
I just grew into it, I don't know.
Here's one on local history. Since the original Beale Memorial Clock Tower was constructed with sandstone brick, did the Bakersfield Sandstone Brick Company take part in its restoration?
My father, along with contractor Henry Eisler, had decided to repair it. They had, Mr. Eisler had investigated and what it would take to do it, and they were just about ready to start when the city tore it down.
I thought it was torn down because of the earthquake.
Well, it was damaged by the earthquake. That's what we were going to repair. It was just the upper part where the clock was. So there's all that was damaged. And we figured at the time that $2,000 or $3,000 would repair it back into its original condition. But the property owners on the four corners of 17th and Chester apparently wanted it removed out of there, and the city manager at that time. And so in the dark of night, they knocked it down.
A lot of upset Bakersfield City citizens, huh?
Yeah, and then a group to restore it was formed, and they got permission to build it out, you know, where it is now, out at the museum. And funds were raised, and it was built out of cement blocks, which simulate the sandstone brick that was originally built out. And whatever parts could be salvaged, like the granite knees that were on the four corners, and those were salvaged and replaced in the new. So it looked practically the same as it originally did.
Were you asked to provide any of the hardware or anything for the clock itself? Or?
I think Mr. Hewitt, who was repair man, had a repair shop out near Greenfield, restored all that stuff. There was the clock part. I think he made that couldn't be salvaged, but it operates now. The sandstone furnished what it could.
Why were the additional lines like lumber, hardware, and plumbing added?
Well, it was the expansion of the company.
What is Kern Co?
Well, that's a separate deal. That's Kern Corporation, which we organized a separate company. It has nothing to do with sandstone, except that it rents the property there. It has a different set of stockholders to some extent. With a few exceptions, the directors are the same as the sandstone, but it's an entirely separate company.
It's two different companies. It's not a subsidiary.
It rents its space and built. It was organized by the sandstone. Barbara will get that again.
What is the controversy regarding Sacramento Street?
We own, the street was closed on half of the block. See, we own property on both sides. And when the city wanted to close one of the streets in there on account of making Truxton Avenue more or less a freeway there, they closed Sacramento Street, which they closed back to the alley, which then, so we petitioned then to close the other half, just so we have continuous deal. And there was Walter Heise, who was the councilman, and then he was learning, and so they just brought it up as some more politics. So that wasn't in the street. It's closed, and nothing more said about it.
So did you get your way then?
Yeah, just like we used it anyway. You know, it might just well close. It wasn't a through street, so.
Did the company originally own that property?
Yes, and when it was subdivided, the company owned that by meets and bounds. And when the railroad company laid out the town of Sumner, we made the blocks and lots conform to their thing. And then probably, I don't know whether we deed it to the city or whether it just was there on the map. But anyway, it didn't affect the sandstone one way or the other.
How many people are currently employed by the company?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I would say between 60 and 70.
How has the merchandising and manufacturing business changed since 1903?
Well, in 1903, and for several years afterwards, there were the only way of shipping in materials by railroad. And of course now these can be brought in by truck. You can get materials practically overnight. It used to take weeks to get. Everything has speeded up. And where in the early days, contractors would give us a week's notice to get materials on the job. Now they give us a half an hour. And we have to go along with the times.
Well, that leads into my next questions. How has Bakersfield Sandstone Brick Company changed with the changing times?
Well, we've changed from the horse and buggy age, where all our deliveries were made with teams, wagons. Now we have a fleet of trucks, and we are able to go along with the time.
By changing or adding all the different lines to your company, that has been a change. How also have you made it easier for the consumer? Do you have like home decorating areas? And
certainly, we are a progressive company, and we're out to please our customers and to attract new customers.
Is that part of the reason Bakersfield Sandstone Brick has been so successful over the years?
That's right. We confine our business to Kern County, mostly. However, we do make deliveries over to the coast, at the present time, we have no intentions of expanding beyond Kern County.
How do you feel that the Bakersfield Sandstone Brick Company aided in the development of Bakersfield in its early days?
In the early days, of course, we supplied building materials. We manufactured brick, and we dealt in cement and lime and plaster and kindred commodities that were used. And our principal customers were contractors and builders. There was very little do-it-yourself, shipped amongst the farming trade, and I think we have always been probably a step ahead of the needs of the community, and the fact that the company has progressed, expanded and developed, shows that we have filled a need.
Are there any buildings currently standing that still have the old sandstone brick?
Yes. I think I don't know whether that's the original Hall of Records building on the corner of Truxton and Chester. Of course, those buildings have been torn down. Without going and looking, see, I don't know whether they're still there or whether they've been replaced.
Most of the buildings were destroyed by the earthquake, weren't they, in 1952?
A number of them were severely damaged, And of course, the earthquake laws that were passed after that to require so much reinforcing steel is practically eliminated brick construction. But the only uses of brick now are in this area are for fireplaces and brick veneer work, and there are practically no buildings being wholly constructed out of brick because you can do it so much cheaper with reinforced concrete.
How do you foresee the future of Bakersfield Sandstone Brick Company?
Well, with the training that the employees are getting, I think we'll always have progressive management, and it all depends on how they take care of the business.
Have any departments been added since 1966? Who are the current directors of the company and officers?
The officers. And the officers are all directors. James Curran II is president. Walter F. Heisey is vice president. Gordon Foster is secretary. Bill Steele is treasurer, and C.S. Curran is the director.
You were president of the board. When did you go back into directorship?
At the time, my brother, Robert, he died. Then a new board was elected, and the new officers were elected.
Do you remember what year that was?
No.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Curran. I've appreciated all your help.